Our next speaker, Audra Shapiro, took her LSAT today, spent 5 hours doing that, and is still able to speak on the call. She's a rising senior at Brown University, and she's going to chat about self-discovery. Audrey, go ahead.
I love college, I love drinking, I love women, says Asher Roth in his notorious anthem, I Love College. College, it's the age of bad decisions, late nights, and blurry memories. While I've heard many researchers talk about the academic and social implications of college becoming virtual, I've seldom heard people discuss what exactly happens when the college lifestyle we have accepted is taken away. So I'm here today to talk about, from my own personal experience, what has happened to me when all the excess of college life is gone. On March 21st, I was sent home from studying abroad in London. Suddenly, 4 a.m. nights at Cuckoo Club are replaced with 4 p.m. dinners and board games and a 10 p.m. bedtime. But want to know what's more pathetic than a Saturday night playing Yahtzee with your 17-year-old brother's girlfriend? Actually liking playing Yahtzee with your 17-year-old brother's girlfriend. I finally had quiet. Frequently, I hear college being referred to as a time of self-discovery, but I realized that after each year, I felt more confused. While some attribute this confusion to a natural part of growing up, a large piece of me is beginning to believe that it may be in part due to the lifestyle we have become so accustomed to in college. I mean, how could you possibly have time to find yourself on 4 hours of sleep, a grueling hangover, and a final exam that you know you're about to have to pull an all-nighter for? In having everything that supposedly makes college the best years of your life taken away, I was able to begin to find myself. This quiet led me to rethink the people I wanted to surround myself with, the things that I cared about, what I wanted my future to look like, and how I wanted others to treat me. I realized before that the majority of my relationships were built on activities we enjoyed sharing rather than the values that we shared. This realization led me to end a 3-year relationship, rethink many of the friendships I have formed throughout my life, and the direction I saw my career going in. All of these things, including the aspects of college experience, were things that I deeply cherished. But by letting go of the things that had so much supposed meaning, I was able to find things that moved my core on a deeper level, like those Yahtzee games. At the end of the day, I can attribute a large piece of the personal growth that I went through to having a stable home environment, which many kids do not have the privilege of having. I can honestly say that I've never been happier in my life. And while missing out on a proper college experience is in many ways disappointing, by letting go of this experience, I've been able to find myself. Thank you.
Fabulous.